The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers. and on the Sabbath, and on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. And the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue, there was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. So very briefly looking at the readings this morning and the Gospel. The beginning, this is the beginning of really, from the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, and he's telling us who Jesus really is and giving us an example of the difference between Jesus and the other rabbis of the time was that Jesus taught with authority. Well, that's something we all can do, but it depends on how we live and how we behave. Jesus was always utterly and absolutely truthful in everything he said. And we admire leaders who are truthful and tell us the facts as they are. But we don't admire people who continually lie and give us false facts. That is the spirit of the world, unfortunately, and that is the spirit from which Satan acts, the father of lies. But Jesus was, in other words, the father of truth. So we got to decide, who are we going to really, really trust? The world, and especially as we know it and at the present time, is full of deceit and lies and things that are not really true. Conspiracy theories. Are we going to put our trust in things like that, or are we going to trust in the Lord? Which, or what are we going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to give adherence to these false claims, to these conspiracy theories, to falsehoods, or are you going to follow the Lord? He's a God of truth, a God of fairness, a God of justice. God is always out for the common good, what will help each one of us. Never, never is God out, as many people are, for their own good, what is best for them. But God is for us all. And the more we trust in him, and the more we follow him, I definitely think the more peaceful we'll be and the more fulfilled and the more joyful we will be.